George Serenikolo has a bittersweet relationship with the city of Athens. He was born there, but his childhood was marked by violence in his home. He says the fights between his parents made him feel like an outsider, an observer. When George was 12, his family moved to America. But every year since then, he's gone back to Athens for vacations. And he's now written a book called Facing Athens. Serenikolo told Ann Strangchamps that he still feels like an outsider whenever he returns.
I think I have never felt at home any place, but I've always longed for the sense of belonging. So Athens to me in my mind became this place where once I belonged and perhaps I could go back and not be this immigrant anymore.
You write early in the book that during summer vacations when you used to go back to visit Athens, you could blend into the city. I mean, your Greek was perfect. You looked like any other young Greek man. You'd have a feeling of passing for Greek. Is that right?
I could pass for a Greek. I could, you know, sit among people and speak with the same intonation that Athenians use in speaking Greek until they found out that I didn't live among them, that I had immigrated. And then all of a sudden, there would be this pulling back and there'd be this attitude that, well, you're not from here. You don't share what we share. You don't know the things that we thought you knew just a moment ago.
Do you think that would be true anywhere, or do you think there's something very typically Athenian about that, that sense that you are either an insider or an outsider?
I'm not sure about the answer to that question, but I have often thought that perhaps life is so difficult there that this is something that Athenians use, that outsiders just don't understand them. Life is too difficult. Anyone who doesn't live there day to day just can't know the problems that they face.
What kind of problems? Because I have to tell you, I was just in Athens on vacation a month ago, and I thought it was an exhilarating, marvelous city. I mean, before I went, people kept saying, oh, Athens, it's too crowded. It's terribly polluted. It's very noisy. It's just too much. And it was those things, but all of that made it exciting. I mean, you could say the same about New York City or any other major city.
I think that's true. I think major cities all experience problems that one sees in Athens. I think the problem is that, to me, life there feels like a great competition, as if people are just vying for space, for jobs, for air, for housing, for a place from which to sit out and look at the sea. And this creates, I think, a tightness to life. It restricts it. And to me, this sense of competition was almost palpable. I could just sense it everywhere in how cars dart around the city and then vie for a parking spot, how people squat on public land, and how people burn down the remaining trees that are left in the city. All of these things created the sense of competition that just, I think, makes life ugly.
One of the things that Athens is notorious for is terrible traffic, just extremely congested. I've read that the government has actually tried to curb the number of cars by issuing license plates so the cars can only be driven on even or odd days. Has this worked?
Well, Athenians love their cars, and while the city is extremely congested, they have found ways to circumvent such measures. For example, people who cannot drive on alternate days because their license plates end in odd numbers just went out and bought a car and put a license plate with even numbers on it.
So this just encouraged people to buy two cars?
Right. So in one of those, you know, perverted twists to public policy, people probably doubled the number of cars they owned.
Is there a lot of money in Athens?
There is a startling gap between rich and poor in Greece. There are people in Greece with wealth that I have seen nowhere else, not even on, you know, Manhattan's Fifth Avenue. So the answer would be yes, there is a lot of money in Greece. Few people have it.
So where do you find that wealth, and what does it look like? I guess when you say wealth beyond what you've seen on Fifth Avenue, that's sort of mind-boggling.
It is, because the contrasts in Athens are so great. I found an encampment of gypsies people living in shanties on the ground within a mile or two of these opulent villas with people with expensive cars who probably had yachts down at the marina or could take a helicopter to go to their favorite island for the weekend. It's that sort of contrast that I think is jarring.
You write a lot about immigrant problems in Athens, how much Athens has been flooded by immigrants from other countries, and also how the Athenians respond to them, how they treat the immigrants. Tell me something about that, because it obviously really struck you on the raw.
I think as an immigrant and as somebody who has lived outside of life in a sense, I was drawn to immigrants. I was drawn to these hundreds of thousands of new people who have entered Greece in the last 10 to 15 years. These are people from the Balkans, especially Albania, but also from the Middle East. There are many Kurds from Iraq and Turkey and Iran, and people from Southeast Asia. There are Pakistanis and Bangladeshis and some Chinese. And their arrival has been a tremendous shock to Greece. In a population of about 10 million people, you now have about a million immigrants. But again, I think we have to understand Greeks' reaction to immigrants in a wider context. You've had the Balkan Wars. You've had a stock market crash. You've had the constant threat of Turkey and nearly going to war with Turkey in 1996. So I think these things have heightened Greeks' sense that aspects of their lives were outside of their control.
You write that Greeks freely refer to themselves as xenophobic, but that you yourself see them as racist. What kinds of everyday racist remarks, activities did you tend to see?
One of the first things I saw were newspaper ads for housing. I myself needed housing in Athens when I went there to stay and research for this book. And I saw ad after ad saying, non-Greeks need not apply. You see it in talking to people on the street. I talked to many ordinary people who made the word criminal synonymous with being Albanian or Romanian. There's a great sense that immigrants are just, you know, people to be afraid of.
Do you like Athens?
I love Athens. It hurts me. There are many things there that deeply, deeply wound me. This disregard for the poor immigrants, this great sense of competition. But I love the place, perhaps because it's, you know, where I first got a sense of myself and of the world, because of relatives of mine who I love who live there, and because it is a place that struggles with these things. And I understand those struggles intimately, I think, and that creates a love for the place.
George Serenicolo now lives in New York City. He talked with Anne Strainchamps about his book, Facing Athens.